Kia ora e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire podcast, where we talk all things money mindset, personal finances, and entrepreneurship. I'm so excited for today's podcast episode, but before we dive into it, I just want you to understand that none of the information provided today or any day should be considered as financial advice. But for a full copy of the Māori Millionaire disclaimer, you can read this down below in the description. As always, I don't like to muck around. I like to just get straight into it. I really value your time. So today we're going to be talking about learning how to manage your money better. Now, learning how to manage your money is one skill that you can tick off your to-do list after listening to today's podcast episode. We're chatting about the money systems that I personally use that actually work. Gone are the days when you're worrying about bills, when you are worrying about paying overdue fees, you're stuck in so much overwhelm, you just don't know what to do. In today's episode, I'm going to break it down into four different sections. So the first is money goals. Where are you headed? How can we actually achieve those? The next one is money plan. So like, how can you actually, most people call this a budget, but I prefer to call it a money plan. And then a few different things underneath that. And then we're going to be talking about debt repayment. And then the fourth thing we'll be talking about are financial audits and how to kind of do these. So before we get into it, I just wanted to say how excited I am because I've actually just launched a 21-day challenge, which will really support you in all of your finances. So make sure to go and have a look at that. The information will be in the description below. But yeah, I'm just going to go through today's episode with you some of my favorite tips about really just leveling up your finances. So the first one, of course, are your money goals. It's really important to know where you're actually headed. Now, one of my favorite quotes is actually from Buddha, which says, "We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make our world." And basically what this means is that the more we think about, you know, like the positive things that we're wanting to create, the more we focus on those things as opposed to what's not going right in our life, what's going poorly, what we're not doing good at, the debt we have. If we instead choose to focus on all the positive things, then that is what will like come to us. And I know how hard it is to actually focus on all the good things when all of the bad things just feel like they're overwhelming you. I have been in that position before so many times where all I want to actually think about are the negative things, the things that aren't working. But trust me when I tell you that as soon as you start focusing on the good things, and as soon as you put more effort, energy into the good things as opposed to the things that aren't working, good things start happening in your life. Okay. So one way that you can actually really make sure that you achieve your money goals is by creating a vision board. Now, most people, when they create a vision board, they just put some really like cool photos on there of like cool things they wish they had, chuck a Jeep on there, chuck all this random stuff on there, and then they don't actually achieve it, right? So what's really important with a vision board is that you actually visualize yourself having achieved everything that's on there. So I have a vision board and it is right when I wake up in the morning, I can see it. And what I do every single morning and every night is I look at that and I actually imagine myself with the things that are on there. So for example, there's a trip that I'm saving up for and I actually imagine myself in those streets and like doing what is in the images so that it actually like makes your brain think I'm already there. And then you're more likely to do the things that will actually cause you to be there. So when I see that, I'm more likely to want to do something in my business that's going to help me move towards that. So that's kind of how vision boards work. It's about visualizing it, and then that entices you to do the action steps towards making it happen. Now, the other thing that I do with setting money goals is actually using a mission statement. So a mission statement is something where you say, I'm going to achieve X, so that's where you put your goal. I'm willing to sacrifice X, and I will have this done by X date. So, as an example, it could be I'm going to achieve $5,000 in my savings account. I'm willing to sacrifice takeaways, partying, alcohol, smoking in order to achieve this, and I'm going to have this done by this time next year, like the 20th of December, or something like that. And basically, you want to make sure that the date is actually like a realistic one. So for example, if you're going to cut out like $50 worth of spending, you're going to put $50 towards this goal, then like how much money will you have in 10 weeks? $500. So like actually set your goals based on timelines that can actually work for you. Now,
When it comes to goals, I would really encourage you to set smarter goals. So these are goals that are actually like realistic goals, goals that you can actually create a plan for, goals that you have a strategy in order to achieve. I'm actually going to record another episode on how to set goals that you can actually achieve. So I won't go into too much detail about this, but I really want you to get in the habit of visualizing yourself having already achieved the goals that you have and then actually doing the things that you need to do in order to get there. Too many of us set really big, ambitious goals, and that's great. I personally set big, ambitious goals, but if you want to set big, ambitious goals, you actually have to do big, ambitious things. So that's what I'm going to say about setting goals. The next section I'm going to talk about are actually money plans. So most people call these budgets, but I prefer to call them a money plan because a budget just reminds me of like the budget brand at Pack and Save. So when it comes to a budget, what you really want to do, like I prefer to keep it very simple. So you can do this like on an Excel spreadsheet. You can do this on your notes app on your phone. It really doesn't matter where you do it as long as it works for you. So now, today, I personally do it on an Excel spreadsheet, but back in the day, I used to just do it like on my phone on a notes app. So what you want are two categories, one for your income, so where is your money coming from, and one for your outgoing, so where is it going to? And basically, how I decide where my money gets spent is through a model called value-based spending. So this is when I spend money on things that are truly going to bring value to my life. So a lot of the time I will prior actually sorry, all the time I prioritize instant I was gonna say I prioritize instant gratification. I do not. I prioritize delayed gratification over instant gratification. So that means I would prefer to hold off on getting something. So say for example, just like a very small example, I would prefer to go out for one nice dinner than I would prefer to go out for like two sets of takeaways because one nice dinner is just like better for me personally. But like in terms of like a bigger example, I guess like I would prefer to say really like work on growing my business in my early 20s and then for the rest of my life basically be able to live off of, you know, building all of the success that I've been able to do in my early 20s, as opposed to doing instant gratification where I'm having fun all of the time throughout my 20s, and then later on down the track, I have to work more harder in order to achieve my goals. So that's just an example of instant versus delayed gratification. Now, the next thing I do when it comes to my money plan, if I feel like which I don't often do at the like anymore, but back in the day, I used to get in these little, I don't know what to call them, but like these little cycles where I'd just spend my money on stuff that didn't matter. And it was really hard to get out of that cycle of like just tap, 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 tap my card on things that really didn't, you know, vibe with me. And so what I did to get out of that was I used something called a money diary. So basically, a money diary has four categories. And think of this like a food diary. You know, when people are trying to lose weight, they write down what food they eat. And it's supposed to like train your mind to think, oh, like just create more of distance between like what you put in your mouth and what you are writing down. So with a money diary, it's exactly the same. So I have four categories: what I spend my money on, how much it costed, how it made me feel, and whether or not it was an investment in myself or in my business. So for example, when I was vaping, I would write down, I spent $30 on a vape. It made me feel embarrassed. It made me feel annoyed that I had to waste my money on that. It was not an investment in myself. The more that I had to write that, it actually like gave me the ick. I was like, I do not want to be spending my money on this. This like does my head in. So I eventually, over time, stopped writing it down because I would have to stop spending the money on it. And what I want you to do is be very strict on yourself. Like I used to do this every single time I spent money. It didn't matter if it was like a Netflix subscription coming out of my account or if it was literally doing my groceries. And this just really trains you to be very mindful of where you are spending your money. So for example, if you've spent $20 on groceries, what groceries did you buy? Are these going to make you feel full? Are they going to make you feel energized? Or did you just waste $20 on literally like buying Pringles and like energy drinks or like, you know, chocolate that like really isn't going to move you any closer towards your goals? That's why it's all like interconnected. It's not just finances. It's like what you eat, what you feed yourself, what kind of things you say. Like all of that kind of stuff impacts your finances. So try using a money diary. You can literally use the notes app on your phone. The third one is around debt repayment. So debt is basically using tomorrow's money for yesterday. And I know many people are stuck in a debt cycle. And I just want to hold you in the space and let you know that like literally everything could become better tomorrow. anything could change. And I have actually interviewed other people on the podcast. One lady, Kim, was in $250,000 worth of debt, and I think it was 250K. And she got out of debt. Like, she was able to overcome that. And so use those people as like expanders for you to let you know that like literally you can do whatever you set your mind to. Now, there are three different ways you can pay off debt. The first one is debt avalanche. This is making a minimum payments on all your debt and using any extra funds to pay off the debt with the highest interest rate. And then the debt snowball method is basically where you pay off debt in order of the smallest balance to the largest. So this like gives you momentum and it like makes you like more excited, like, okay, cool, tick that one off, tick that one off, and you're gonna have like the dopamine hits quicker. But towards the end, it's gonna take you longer to pay off like the largest balance, right? And then the third strategy is called debt consolidation. So this is where you get all of your debts and you put them all into one, like you pay off one debt as opposed to having like 10 different debts at 10 different places. You pay off one loan. Now, each of these have very different pros and cons. Like with one of the methods, you might be paying more interest overall. In another method, it might take you longer. In another method, like it might be easier, but it's going to cost you more. So I really want you to actually go out and find a financial advisor who can support you to make a decision that is right for you, because each of these will have different pros and cons. So I want you to find someone who can actually look at your personal finances to see what situation will like help you. So I would definitely recommend doing that. Of course, this is not financial advice. I'm just teaching you some different ideas, and I want you to go out and find someone to support you. Now, number four is actually creating a financial audit. So I do this very regularly, every year at a minimum. So what you want to do is do a net worth check-in. So you want to see like what your net worth actually is. And if you're not sure how to calculate that, it's your assets. So anything that you own that could give you money or anything that is paying you money. So for example, if you own a house and it's worth 500K and you've got a mortgage of 300K, then there would be $200,000 worth of equity in your house. Or like another asset could be a business if you own a business, or if you say, for example, you own like, $1,000 worth of gold jewelry, whatever it is, those are like your assets. Your liabilities are basically your debts, anything that's costing you. So to calculate your net worth, it's your assets minus your liabilities. So say, for example, you have $100,000 worth of assets, you have $20,000 worth of debt, your net worth would then be $80,000. Now, checking in with your net worth is a really cool exercise because you can watch it grow throughout the year or over the years. And this is just like really exciting to do. So that's the purpose of that. Now, the other things I do with like a financial audit is actually a money mindset check-in. Now, I'm going to just ask some of the questions to you that I really want you to think about. These are the ones I ask myself. What thoughts am I thinking regularly about money? And what thoughts are serving me and what thoughts are not? Now, I really want you to just like dive deep on this and do like a little journal exercise where you think about this question and consider, how you could improve, how you could change, how you could grow, how you could evolve. Because the more you actually like sit there, stop the work, stop doing everything, and actually just reflect on how you're going with your life, the more you're able to actually see, like, oh, I actually am not doing too well in this area and I could improve by doing X, Y, and Z. Now, basically, when it comes to your finances, it's really important that you don't like get grumpy with yourself, that you don't get upset about how you've done different things, and you just really hold the most compassion for yourself and know that everything that you do when it comes to your finances is because that's how you learned about money. Now, a lot of people did not learn about money growing up, and that makes it harder to be better with money as an adult. So please do not like be grumpy with yourself or anything like that. Just be the most loving person. Like with weight loss, for example, you can't hate yourself into losing weight. You have to love yourself into it. And so the same applies with your finances. You can't hate yourself into becoming better with money. You have to love yourself at every part of the journey and know that like you're literally doing the best that you can. And the more effort you put into this, the more energy you put into this, and the more positive you remain throughout the journey, the easier it's going to be overall. So doing the inner work is hard, but like just stay positive. And I know how hard it is. I really, really do. I've been there before. I've struggled with money and I know how challenging it can be, but I just want you to know that it's also possible to overcome everything that you're going through. So that was today's little episode. Just some kind of general tips that I want you to think about when it comes to improving your finances. As I said, I've just launched my 21-day challenge and If you're someone who wants to get out of debt, you want to just like literally go into 2025 with the best game plan. You want to set goals that you're actually going to achieve. You want to improve your money mindset. You want to like build a money plan that is actually going to work for you because it's personalized to you. You want to build strategies that you're actually going to use, not ones that are just going to be like too hard and put in the too hard basket. This is for the people who are so overwhelmed with their finances, they don't even know where to start. And I've been there before where you look at it and you're just like, it's just too all over the place. I don't even know what to do. This 21-day challenge is for you. So I'm going to put the link in the description down below for the 21-day challenge, with all of the information about it. But if you are not sure if it's right for you, you can also send me a message over on Instagram. Just message me challenge and I'll send you the details. But this 21-day challenge is literally epic. We've already had so many people sign up and already like enjoying the challenge. So I'm so excited to bring this to you all. And I just know this is going to change so many people's lives. So, as I said, if you want more information, just send me a message, message me challenge, and I'll send you the details. Otherwise, the link is also in the description below. But that is our episode for today. I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you're able to learn something. If you did enjoy this, I would love it if you could share this on your story, tag me over on Instagram, or send this to a friend who needs this, because the more people that I can help, like literally, that is my goal in life. I want to just help as many people as I can to learn about money. So, yeah, if you could send this to someone who you think will need this or benefit from this, I would absolutely love that. And also, if you could rate this podcast, give me some stars if you can. This just helps it get pushed out to more people. So I would really, really appreciate it if you could do that. Otherwise, that is us for today. And I cannot wait until next week when I speak to you all again. Ka kite.